Welcome back to the Press Box on a beautiful Saturday in Kentucky, the fall part of the year, our racing preview show, and always, as always, my great friend Dave Buzzy Baker. Welcome back, Buzzman Baker.
Gene, great to talk to you again today. Before we get going, we want to let people know that the Press Box and our weekly racing preview is brought to you by Churchill Downs, by Keeneland, by Arlington Park, by Turfway Park, by the Fairgrounds, by Oak Grove Racing, and by Clark Distributing. Boy, it really feels like a Keeneland fall meet now, Gene, as we head into the home stretch for that. Get ready for the Breeders' Cup. And what a great one today as Whitman Thoroughbreds, homebred Four Graces, takes on four rivals in the Grade 3 Lexus Raven Run.
You know, Buzzy, a really outstanding race. You know, as we wind down towards the Breeders' Cup, that first major weekend in November there to be held at Keeneland as well, you know, we still got some very nice stakes races and some very nice races. And this is really an outstanding field that's lined up for the Raven Run at 7 furlongs. This is what they used to call the Old Beard Course, and I loved it when they called it. Not that I could ever grow a beard, but, you know, it was different than 7 furlongs because it was like 7 furlongs and 70 yards, you know, so
right.
It kind of strange. But it's down that chute, and as you well know, coming out of that chute at Keeneland, you got to really kind of get off that rail a little bit so you don't get pinched as soon as you get to that first straightaway where the turn comes into the main track back there. And that's a very peculiar kind of juxtaposition that you got to be kind of looking for. And, you know, one of the leading candidate, Four Graces, is going to be breaking out of the two-hole. And so it'll be interesting to see how Julian Leperu negotiates this track and this distance for the Grade 2 Raven Run.
You're absolutely right. Okay, so, Gene, here's the question now. How do you play it, my friend?
Well, you know, I'm going to touch on a couple of horses in here.
Yeah.
Buzzy, because it's really more than just Four Graces. Now, Four Graces has had a three race win streak snapped in her last outing. She ran in the Grade 2 Eight Bells on Oaks Day. She ran second in that as the prohibitive favorite. The barn, led by Ian Wilkes, wins with 24% of those coming back as a beaten favorite. She's got speed. She likes to go to the front. I think she will go to the front again in this race. And, you know, you've got to try to beat her. But look who else is in this race, Buzzy.
Yeah.
You've got Chad Brown with Secondary Market coming out of a Grade 2 race in her own right at Saratoga. She ran fourth in that to Frank's Rockette, who is really a top-notch filly. Came back and won her next start after winning the Pyrenees. To her outside is a filly by the name of Finite, and this filly was everybody's early Oaks kind of contender.
Mm-hmm.
She won the Grade 2 Rachel Alexander down at Fairgrounds. She came back. She ran fourth in the Fairgrounds Oaks to Bonnie South, but as a prohibitive odds-on favorite, and she was off from March until September, tried the grass last time out at Kentucky Downs. Didn't like that at all. Now she finds her way back to the dirt. 8-1 morning line. This horse, I think, will run a huge one today, Buzzy. Finite. Her outside is Venetian Harbor, who's another speedster. She ran in the Grade 1 test in her last outing. She ran up against Gamine, and you know how much I love Gamine.
Right.
You know, and then you've got a couple of others in here. Reagan's Edge ran second to Frank Swackett in that Pyrenees. And then in the Grade 3 Victory Ride, she was second to Frank Swackett in there. And then you got Totalist Shape for Safi Joseph Jr. And this filly has run 6 times this year with 3 wins. So, I mean, it's chock full of leading contenders. Buzzy, I don't think you can really pencil in or zero in on one particular horse. I do think Four Graces will run well. I don't necessarily think she has a the lock to win it. Venetian Harbor is certainly got the credentials to win as well. I don't think she's a lock to win. I'm going to go with a couple of long shots. How about that, Buzzy?
Okay.
Are you waiting?
Yes, I'm waiting for the two long shots.
I'm going to go with Finite Gave you a little bit of a hint there earlier. Yes. Finite, the number four horse, 8-1 in the Brisbane early morning line odds. If you can get 8-1, I go to think all day long. I think this filly is going to run a huge one. I really do. Steve Asmussen, Ricardo Santana Jr., both having a solid meet here this fall. Yep. And then on the far outside, Buzzy, I'm going to load into my exacta plays with the two favorites, a horse by the name of Secret Keeper, a 12-1 odds filly by Into Mischief. You can't get any better than that. She ran second in the Tory Pine, which is cutting back from a mile to the 7 furlongs. I'm going to use Finite, 8-1, Secret Keeper, 12-1, and I'm going to use them with the two favorites. That would be Four Graces and Venetian Harbor. Hoping I can get Finite and Secret Keeper to land in that one-two spots.
Let's go.
Cash one before we get to the group.
There you go. And let me correct something earlier. I was looking at the past performances. It was Four Graces that won in the Grade 3 Beaumont. Of course, as you said, this 22nd running of the Lexus Raven Run, a Grade 2. And, of course, all of Gene's picks, you can find them right here on the PressBoxLTS.com. You can find them on the website, here on the Facebook page. You can get all the information about the Louisville Thoroughbred Society. One thing we really want folks to know is you can get reservations now for Breeders' Cup weekend and take a look at this amazing facility. And since there aren't going to be fans at the track, it's the best way that you can enjoy two great days of racing. So you can get all that information at thepressboxlts.com. The Press Box and our weekly racing preview is brought to you by Churchill Downs, by Keeneland, by Arlington Park, by Turfway Park, by the Fairgrounds, by Oak Grove Racing, and by Clark Distributing. Mr. McLean, here's hoping you and yours have a great weekend. It's a little crisp. Go for a nice walk. First pot of chili. And betting the ponies at Keeneland, and as always, may the horse be with you.
With you as well, my friend, and I look forward to seeing you soon. You know, we had a fine dinner down in Louisville. You know, things are coming back in downtown Louisville.
They really are.
And, you know, I mean, and we're looking forward to getting past all of the obstacles that we've had to overcome here in 2020. What doesn't kill you, it makes you stronger, and we're loaded up and ready to go, and come see us down at the LTS.
Sounds great. Look forward to seeing you soon. Love you, pal.
Thanks, my friend. Take care now.